Littleton only because the two of them had attended union organizing meetings on behalf of the Federation of Architects, Engineers, Chemists, and Technicians, FAECT. Littleton had attended one of these union meetings in Oppenheimer's home. All told, he had seen Littleton on 4 or 5 occasions. Littleton, a thin, Nordic-featured man, and his wife, Dorothea, Dolly, were English. Although Dolly was a first cousin of the British aristocrat Sir Hartley Shawcross, the Littletons were decidedly left-wing in their politics. In the mid-1930s, they had observed the Soviet experiment firsthand in Leningrad, where George had been employed by a British firm. Chevalier had first met Dolly Littleton in 1938, when she walked into the office of the League of American Writers in San Francisco and volunteered her secretarial services. Dolly, whose politics were, if anything, more radical than her husband's, worked as a secretary for the pro-Soviet American-Russian Institute in San Francisco. Moving to Berkeley, the couple naturally gravitated into its left-wing social circuit. Chevalier had seen them at many of the same fundraising parties attended by Oppenheimer. So when Littleton phoned him one day to say that he wanted to have a chat, Chevalier drove over to his Berkeley home at 986 Craigmont Avenue a day or two later. Littleton talked earnestly about the war and its still uncertain outcome. The Soviets, he pointed out, were bearing the brunt of the Nazi onslaught. 4/5 of the Wehrmacht was fighting on the Eastern Front, and much might depend on how effectively the Americans aided their Russian allies with arms and new technology. It was very important that there be close collaboration between Soviet and American scientists. Littleton had been approached by Peter Ivanov, he said, whom he believed to be a secretary in the Soviet Consulate General in San Francisco. Actually, Ivanov was a Soviet intelligence officer. Ivanov had remarked that, in many ways, the Soviet government did not feel it was getting the scientific and technical cooperation which it felt it deserved. He had then asked Littleton whether he knew anything about what was going on up on the hill, meaning the Berkeley Laboratory. In 1946, the FBI interrogated Littleton about the Chevalier incident, and he reconstructed his conversation with Ivanov as follows. I told him, Ivanov, that I, personally, knew very little of what was going on, whereupon he asked me whether I knew Professor E. O. Lawrence, Dr. J. R. Oppenheimer, or a third party whose name I do not recall. Littleton later thought the third scientist named by Ivanov was Luis Alvarez. Littleton replied that he knew only Oppenheimer, but not well enough to discuss the issue. Ivanov had pressed him, asking if he knew anyone else who could approach Oppenheimer. On thinking the matter over, I said that the only mutual acquaintance whom I could think of was Hoken Chevalier. He asked me whether I would be willing to discuss the matter with Chevalier. After assuring myself that Mr. Ivanov was genuinely convinced that there were no authorized channels through which such information could be obtained, and having convinced myself that the situation was of such a critical nature that I would be in my own mind free in conscience to approach Hoken Chevalier, I agreed to contact the latter. According to Littleton, he and Chevalier agreed with considerable reluctance that Oppenheimer should be approached. Littleton assured Chevalier that if Oppenheimer had any useful information, Ivanov could get it safely transmitted. From Littleton's account, the two men clearly understood what they were contemplating. The question of remuneration was raised by Ivanov, but no sum was mentioned since I did not wish to accept payment for what I was doing. A few days later, Littleton told the FBI in 1946, Chevalier informed him that he had seen Oppenheimer, but that there was no chance whatsoever of obtaining any data, and Dr. Oppenheimer did not approve. Ivanov later came by Eltonton's house and was likewise told that Oppenheimer would not cooperate. That was the end of it, although somewhat later Ivanov asked Littleton if he had any information about a new drug called penicillin. Littleton had no idea what this was, though he said he later called Ivanov's attention to an article about it in Nature magazine. The accuracy of Eltonton's account of the affair is confirmed by another FBI interview. At the same time that FBI agents were interrogating Littleton, another team picked up Chevalier and asked him similar questions. As their interviews proceeded, the two teams of agents coordinated their questions through phone calls, checking each man's recollections against the others and probing any inconsistencies. In the end, there were only minor differences in their statements. Chevalier said that to the best of his recollection he had not mentioned Eltonton's name to Oppenheimer, although in his memoirs he recalled that he had. And he did not mention to his interrogators that Eltonton had made reference to Lawrence and Alvarez. I wish to state that to my present knowledge and recollection I approached no one except Oppenheimer to request information concerning the work of the radiation laboratory. I may have mentioned the desirability of obtaining this information with any number of people in passing. I am certain that I never made another specific proposal in this connection. Oppenheimer, he said, had dismissed my approach without discussion. In other words, the two men confessed that they had talked about funneling scientific information to the Soviets, but each confirmed that Oppenheimer had rejected the idea out of hand.